I'm the postdoctoral fellow at University of California, San Francisco, Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education. I received my PhD in health behavior from Indiana University, and my research focuses on the co-use of alcohol and tobacco, the impact of tobacco policy on the co-use, and also the tobacco marketing that links with alcohol. Today, my presentation's title is Tobacco and Alcohol Use Among Young Adults Attending Bars. There's no conflict of interest for both authors. The co-use of tobacco and alcohol is very common in bars, especially for young adults. And bars is also recognized as the smoker-friendly place by tobacco company who frequently implement tobacco promotional events in bars. And many of these promotional activities are linked with alcohol. For example, tobacco company provides free and discounted alcohol, or they have alcohol-related contest and gift. And these activities may have reinforced the co-use of tobacco and alcohol. While in California, smoking is not allowed in bars because of the 100% smoke-free bar policy. So do bar patrons still do co-use? And also, the smoking prevalence in California has decreased in recent years. So more and more smokers are light and non-daily smokers. So how's the co-use behavior among these smokers? So for this study, we examined the impact of alcohol use and bar attendance on smoking and quit attempts among young adult bar patrons. And we conduct analysis among different kinds of smokers, including occasional and regular light and heavier smokers. So we used the randomized time location sampling and collect data among young adult bar patrons aged 21 to 23 years old in San Diego, California. We used paper and pencil survey, and the response rate is about 73%. And the sample size is about 1,235. The mean age is close to 24, and about half males and half females. So by education, most of our samples are college students and college graduates. And by race ethnicity, 43% white and 34% of Hispanics. And this race ethnicity reflects the distribution in California. For measurement, we asked the smoking status in the past 30 days. So respondents answered how many days they smoked in the past 30 days. And we categorized the smoking status into non-smoker and current smoker. And for current smoker, we divide them into occasional and regular smokers. And respondents also answered a question, the number of cigarettes they smoked per day. And we categorized them into light and heavier smokers. And this sample are from San Diego, California. So they smoke a very low number of cigarettes per day. So based on the distribution of the answers, we define light smoker as 1 to 5 cigarettes per day. And for heavier smoker, they smoke more than 5 cigarettes per day. Respondents also report the alcohol use and the binge drinking in the past 30 days. And we categorize the respondents into three groups. And we use the 10 days as the cutoff. For co-use questions, we ask, when drinking alcohol or when at a bar, do you smoke? And respondents check on a 5-liquor scale from a lot more than usual to a lot less than usual. And for non-smokers and smokers who don't smoke when drinking alcohol or when at a bar, they check the box, I don't smoke. And then we ask, when drinking alcohol at a bar, how frequently do you smoke? And respondents check on a 0 to 10 scale, with 0 means none of the time, and 5 means about half of the time, and 10 means all of the time. Then we ask the quiz attempts. So we ask the question, in the past 12 months, have you ever stopped smoking for one day or more because you were trying to quit? And for those who answer yes, we ask the question, does drinking alcohol or being in a bar or club make it harder or not? So they check the box on a 5-Likert scale. So we analyze the data, we calculate the prevalence of smoking and quit attempts in the context of alcohol use and bar attendance. And we also use the multivariate logistic regression to examine the association between alcohol use and smoking and quit attempts, controlling for demographic variables. Here are our results. And this graph shows the smoking prevalence by smoking days and by cigarette consumption per day. And the light bars means the occasional and light smoking. And darker bars means regular and heavier smoking. And we can see that almost 50% of bar patrons are smokers. That's very high. And also males show a higher smoking rate than females. And also males show a higher regular and heavier smoking rate. By race ethnicity, whites show the highest smoking rate. That's not a surprise. But the Asian and Pacific Islanders, they show a higher smoking rate than we have expected. So usually the national data show Asian and Pacific Islanders have very low smoking rate. But for young adult bar patrons, 40% of the Asians and Pacific Islanders are smokers. By education, those who dropped out of college and high school graduates had the highest smoking rate, also had the highest regular and heavier smoking rate. By drinking status, as the frequency of drinking increased, the current smoking rate increased. And also the frequent drinkers had the highest regular and heavier smoking rate. And by binge drinking status, the similar with drinking status, as the frequency of binge drinking increased, the current smoking rate increased. And also the frequent binge drinkers had the highest regular and heavier smoking rate. Then we checked the predictors of smoking control for demographic variables. And here, for drinking status, we use the occasional drinkers as the reference group because we collect data in bars and most of our samples drink alcohol. So we use the occasional drinkers as the reference group for drinking status. And also all the smoking status were compared with non-smokers. So we can see that frequent drinking and frequent binge drinking almost predict all the smoking status among young adult bar patrons. Occasional binge drinking also predict current smoking. And interestingly, occasional binge drinking only predict occasional and light smoking behavior instead of regular and heavier smoking. Among current smokers, when drinking alcohol, 96% of the smokers reported any smoking, and 75% of them smoke more or a lot more cigarettes than usual. And when at a bar, 96% of the smokers reported any smoking, and almost 70% of them smoke more than usual. And when drinking alcohol at a bar, 95% of them smoke, and 60% of them smoke at least half of the time. So on a 0 to 10 scale, they check the number between 5 to 10. And 24% of them smoke all the time, so they check the number 10. And among smokers, 41% of them had tried to quit in the past 12 months. This is very close to the national prevalence of quit attempts, which is 45%. And we can see that More regular and heavier smokers have tried to quit than occasional and light smokers. Then we check the predictions of quit attempts among each category of smokers, controlling for demographic variables. And we can see that drinking and binge drinking are not associated with quit attempts among current smoker, occasional and regular smokers. But for light smokers, frequent binge drinking predicted less quit attempts. But for heavier smokers, occasional binge drinking predicted more quit attempts. And among current smokers who have tried to quit, 80% of them reported drinking alcohol made it harder or a lot harder to quit. And 73% of them reported being in a bar made it harder to quit. And this was observed among all four categories of smokers. So young adult bar patrons reported very high smoking rate. Almost half of them are smokers. And they show a very high co-use rates. Also, drinking and binge drinking predict smoking categories, but occasional binge drinking was only associated with occasional and light smoking. And binge drinking was negatively associated with quit attempts among light smokers. Alcohol use and bar attendance make it harder to quit smoking among all smokers. So for recommendations, given the high smoking rate among young adult bar patrons, we recommend tobacco interventions should prioritize the bars, nightclubs, and other social entertainment venues that this high-risk population get together. And also, given the high co-use rate, we recommend smoking cessation efforts for young adults address co-use of alcohol, especially for occasional and light smokers, because binge drinking predicts only occasional and light smoking. And also for light smokers, frequent binge drinking negatively associated with quit attempts. Also, given the high rate of co-use among this sample, even with the smoke-free bar policy, we recommend the policymakers to consider extending the smoke-free bar policies to include the outdoor spaces to make it inconvenient for the smokers to light up the cigarettes. It may impact the pairing use behavior. Thank you very much.